Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. Coming up on the show today, poultry songs, a windbag update, and the Ace Cosby joke of the day. It's all right after this.
Look at that booty, show me the booty, give me the booty, I want the booty, back up the booty, I need the booty, I like the booty, oh what a booty, shaking that booty, I saw the booty, I want the booty, Lord what a booty, bring on the booty, give up the booty, loving the booty, round booty, down for the booty, I want the booty, hunting the booty, chasing the booty, casing the booty, getting the booty. Beautiful booty, smoking booty, talk to the booty, more booty, fine booty. All about the booty, big old booty, serious booty, amazing booty. I take the booty, where's the booty? Stare at the booty, walking the booty, touching the booty. Who's got the booty? Grabbing the booty, rubbing the booty, loving the booty. Hugging the booty, kissing the booty, holding the booty, watching the booty, kicking the booty, sleeping booty, screaming booty, harder booty, softer booty, sweeter booty, sour booty, new booty, used booty, whose booty, sister's booty, your mama's booty, cooking booty, mean booty, good luck with the booty, foreign booty, home booty, road booty, found booty, covered booty, bare booty, sweated booty, part of that booty, bad booty, sadder booty, wide booty.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Today is officially, what is it, National Poultry Day.
Yes.
I was trying to see if we had any other poultry tributes. We opened up with Sean Morey's Ghost Chickens in the Sky, a great song.
It sure did.
See if you can recognize this tune. Christy.
Wasn't this
in the mood?
It is in the mood.
This was like a bit giant novelty hit, wasn't it? I think so. Man, make it stop.
I guess maybe you had to see the video to get the full effect of this.
It's an ace of a joke.
Do you have a chicken joke?
Of course.
Well, wait a second. I had no idea.
He's Cosby.
What is this, a joke?
Are you joking?
This is a joke, right? What are you, from a radio station?
What do you call a chicken staring at some lettuce?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, what?
A chicken sees a salad.
That was pretty good. A chicken sees a salad.
Chicken sees a salad. Or a chicken is a lady, sees her salad.
Yeah, there you go. Chicken sees her salad.
Yeah. Congratulations. Yeah, let me polish that up for you.
That's a fine joke. I didn't need any help with that joke. Oh, thank you very much. Christy Lee is at her post. Once again, the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk, open to all military, inactive, active, and below. Hi, Christy. What's happening?
Hi, Tom. A group of Girl Scouts in Milwaukee set up shop outside a popular bar on St. Patrick's Day.
And sold $9 million worth of cookies.
That's right. The entrepreneurship of these young women selling cookies during St. Patty's Day, when they know that people are going to be completely willing to give up their money for sugar, is absolutely brilliant, according to one customer. Scouts quickly sold out of cookies. Girl Scout Jasmine Wiener said, I'm trying to help people get food and also reach my goal.
Can you pick another name out of that story?
Just change the name.
Yeah.
Goodness, that Jennifer Smith, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, Jasmine Wiener sounds like a tranny in a porno.
Okay.
You're aware this is a child in Girl Scouts.
I didn't name her Jasmine Wiener.
Oh, Lord.
Jasmine.
How many of the drugs try to beat the kids up?
Oh,
hey.
Tom. What is wrong with you today?
How many did the can I buy Samoa? Get it?
Yeah, there you go, Ace. That's kind of your comedy.
So are you in high school or what? How old are you?
I got an idea for a new merit badge, Toots.
I was a weeblo.
Here's a merit badge for you.
Tommy.
I think it's important that they learn to capitalize on drugs.
What did Jasmine Wiener say again?
What was Jasmine Wiener doing?
What's the name sound like again? A transsexual?
Transsexual porn star, I believe, is what he said.
That's what he said.
I'm trying to help people get food and also reach my goal.
Do-si-don't. Throw up.
That sounds so Jasmine.
That's so Jasmine. They made a lot of money. They had to buy new shoes because they got vomited all over.
Thin mints, mister.
When's the last time you went out and had a cocktail?
You need one.
It's been years.
Just saying. I think they're obviously, it's a smart move, taking advantage of a bunch of drunks.
Sure. It's like the Girl Scout cookies they used to set up in front of the marijuana dispensaries.
Every year we get that story.
Yeah.
Of course.
Great
idea.
Know
your audience.
Exactly. Well, good for them. Entrepreneurs, go ahead. Smart move.
Workers at a medical clinic in Colombia, this is the country of Colombia, report a woman inserted a potato into her vagina as a means of contraception.
Oh, the old potato.
Wow. There's not enough room for anything else, right? I hope not.
I hope it was a fingerling.
One of those giant bakers?
Size Idaho.
Idaho.
Putting the hoe in Idaho.
Gets better.
Yes.
The potato apparently grew roots while inside of her.
Oh, no.
Well, it's dark and damp.
Yeah.
That's exactly
that is so disgusting.
Wow. Staff at the medical clinic in the town of Honda, Colombia, said the 22-year-old woman came in complaining of severe pain in her lower abdomen, and attending nurse Carolina Rojas said she was shocked to discover roots coming out of the woman's vagina.
Oh!
So it looks like something from Alien.
Yes.
The patient was quoted as saying, "My mother told me that if I didn't want to get pregnant, I should put up potato up there, and I believed her."
Oh, God.
Apparently,
don't do
the potato.
That. You know what happens? If she gets pregnant, she's going to have tater tots.
I liked it.
That's tater pretty good.
Oh, my God. That is so disgusting.
The potato had been inside the woman for about 2 weeks. Doctors were able to remove it without surgery, and they do not expect the woman to experience any long-term effects from the experience.
Did you ever do the sweet potato? You put it in the water, and it'll flower, I guess?
Oh, yeah. Potato vines are beautiful.
Yeah.
No.
A friend of mine had that going, and it was like for 2 or 3 years.
They did it the traditional way, in a glass rather than...
Yeah, a glass water ball jar, mason jar.
That'd be weird. Hey, I can't help but notice a vine growing out of your bell bottoms. How far up does that go?
It is sweet potato.
Poison Ivy's half plant, right? And a Batman villain, right?
Yeah, she's got some botanical elements.
Yeah, that is really disgusting. Is that some kind of... folk remedy for birth control?
I don't live in Colombia, so I don't know what their traditions are there, maybe.
Yeah, we need some better health education, obviously.
Man.
Yeah.
Everybody knows if you don't want to get pregnant, you just douche with soda after you have sex.
That's right, and drink a Coke with an aspirin in it. Come
diet
on.
Or regular.
Whatever the fizziest is.
Boy, that'd be an interesting study of some of the things that people did to prevent pregnancy back in the day, or in today's world.
Well, I'd always heard lemon rind or... Like a, yeah.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's always the rhythm method. And you know what they call people who use the rhythm method?
Yeah, parents.
Parents.
Absolutely.
Lemon rind.
Yeah, because if you you know, take all the...
Doesn't it make your lips pucker?
Well, I'm telling you.
Oh, so it's...
That's tart.
is that where the word tart comes from? She's a tart.
Oh, maybe. Well, yeah, it's a barrier method if you put it up there right, I guess.
Cover the cervical cap.
Sure.
I recommend none of these techniques.
Yeah. No, of course not.
I'm telling you, if you're looking for us for...
Talk to a healthcare professional.
Might be a problem.
Wow.
Sports bulletin coming up.
Okay. Really?
Yep. Again, please don't put a potato in there, ladies. Not a good idea. That's, again, a lot of highly educated professional medical people out there to help you if you have any questions.
Yeah.
Go to the nearest clinic, please. Don't listen to some woman who's using potatoes down there.
No.
No, we don't recommend that.
I always hated the sponge.
Yeah, not a fan?
Never encountered that.
Are those still legal?
What I don't think they make them anymore.
No.
Hang on. What else do you hate, Ace?
No, that was a birth control method in the, what,
80s?
I don't know why that
went
away.
Does
anybody still use a diaphragm?
That was a great one. I thought that diaphragm's not out there anymore.
Sure it is. Yeah.
Is it out
there? Diaphragm's out there, but...
The coil? What's that called? IUD?
IUD. The sponge apparently was a toxic shock.
The diaphragm always reminded me of that toy where you would flip it inside out and set it on a table, then it would bounce up into the air.
Yeah.
Could you do that with a diaphragm?
Yes, much like a man to decide how you can use a birth control device as a amusement tool.
Kind of like a little
hey,
frisbee.
Look, I turned your IUD into earring. Cool, huh? Okay, so watch out. Now, the sponge,
watch out now.
The sponge, of course, was handy because when you were done, you could wring it out and clean the kitchen. hey, baby. Thanks. Go.
Yeah, I was wrong. I guess you can still get a sponge.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, they had that joke on Seinfeld.
Sponge-worthy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was 90s. So.
Yeah, I have no idea.
76% to 88% effective with typical use.
76%.
Yeah, well, that's three quarter,
great.
Huh?
Yeah.
Well, that's better than half. What do you want?
100. Thank you.
No, none of them are 100.
Abstinence is 100% effective.
Really?
That's right.
A quick prayer and then off to bed. Is that right?
Now we return to Christy Lee. What's going on over there?
Netflix and Bear Grylls have teamed up on an interactive survival show. It'll be entitled You Versus Wild and allows viewers to make all the decisions for Grylls.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
A press release states that whether or not Bear succeeds or fails is totally up to you.
See, now I would pick the most dangerous situation.
Me too.
Just to see if he would...
But the 8-episode series will be pre-taped.
Hit the bear on the nose.
Wait a minute, though. If they're taping it in advance...
Well, but
they'll have to do every option every time.
Right. It'll be kind of a choose-your-own-adventure type deal.
That's a lot
I think Black Mirror did that.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a lot of taping.
Yeah. It'll be pre-taped, and presumably the famed survivalist will endure multiple scenarios to enable the show's many possible outcomes. Netflix trailer for the show is also interactive, allowing you, the user, to select from two additional videos to watch.
Tug on the mountain lion's tail.
Mm-hmm. That's dangerous.
You know, poke him in the face.
Stick your hand in the hive. Yes. I want to see it.
Yeah. We know it has nothing to do with survival. We just want to see what happens when your face is covered in bees.
That's right. I'm thinking people are mean.
Oh, yeah.
Is there any way you'd ever wear a beard of bees?
No.
Me either.
I would do it.
You would do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like 30 pounds of bees or some crazy number.
It gives me the heebie-jeebies looking at guys.
I got stung in the face a couple years ago. I forgot what a bummer that is.
Yeah.
What kind of bee was it? Just a regular bee. My friend is real allergic, and it came at him, and he swatted at it with the back of his hand. Oh. It flew through the air, hit me in the face, and stung me.
Oh,
jeez. I was stung by a bee.
Was it Warren? I bet it was Warren.
No. I was stung by a bee in the face on a ladder 20 feet up over a brick patio.
Nothing you can do. You just have to take it.
Oh, that was the worst.
I bet you were doing that wild dancing.
No. I didn't see it coming.
Yeah.
And then, but on a ladder way up. And oh, God, that was the worst.
For about 10 minutes, it sucks bad.
Yeah. That's what what's the thing I've been watching with Free Solo?
Oh, yeah.
Where that guy, Alex, he climbs. It's
El Capitan.
It's scary watching it.
Yes.
And there, he has no there, at the main thing that he does, there's no rope. So if he falls, he dies.
Right. I thought it was terrifying about how self-centered he is. He doesn't care about anyone.
Well, no. So. Well, they did a whole brain scan. The guy's, it's insane. But yeah, I kept thinking, what if a bird hits him? What if he sneezes?
Yeah.
What if a bee stings him?
Right.
Because do they have a rescue plan? If all of a sudden he goes, I can't make it anymore, do they?
Yeah, he can call it off. He can say, hey, I'm done, and then they'll come get him.
Swoop in and come get him?
In fact, they do it at one point in the documentary.
Yeah, they start the first time
he starts and
it,
he goes, you know what, I'm not feeling this. And they go, they get him. Yeah,
how do they get him?
They kind of repel.
They have a giant net.
And, like in the cartoon?
No. Yeah, like 10 men carrying it, running back and forth.
There is one point. I'm only about halfway through it. There's one point where one guy's doing it and he falls. You're thinking, oh, my God, this guy's going to die and a parachute pops open.
Right,
A parachute! He got a parachute.
But anyways, back to the Bear Grylls thing. So they have to, so every, like, what, 5 minutes in the show, he goes, okay, should I do this or this? And you give him a choice and he does it. So then that he has to film both of them and
play
so
with
on
yourself,
so on.
Play yeah. with yourself.
But they'll give you, you know.
Yeah, that's slower. What it's going to be, Chick.
Grab onto your joint, Bear.
Yeah, right. Do the Steve Irwin Stingray Challenge, Bear. Yeah.
Do you want Bear to try to start a fire or to have at himself?
Click.
It'd be 90 to 10.
I'm telling you, that's the only that's the option every person is going to choose except Tom. Yeah. I want to see him have a good go or whatever.
I love that guy. I love all those shows.
Drinks his own urine, you know.
Almost every episode.
Yeah.
Why?
That's his thing.
He's got I bet he likes it now, right?
Yeah. He likes the taste probably now. Or he can adjust the taste by what he eats, probably.
Yeah.
Oh, his cameraman. That's why his cameraman's always so far back. It's not the deadly cobra snake. It's Bear's breath. Hi.
I think I'll have a daiquiri tonight. I better eat some bananas, you know? Banana daiquiri. See what I did?
Yes.
Watch for Bear Grylls on Netflix.
For many women, the idea of turning into their mother is not appealing and something they want to avoid at all costs.
Guys, either. Go ahead.
However, new research suggests it might actually be inevitable. Research was conducted by Dr. Julian De Silva, who spoke to 2,000 men and women for the study. The study found women hit the age of 33, officially began turning into their mothers, picking up their habits, tastes, and attitudes.
That's when they begin or they complete the transition?
That's when they begin.
Oh, okay.
And women do not want to hear it.
Nope.
You don't think you've turned into your mother, do you?
Me?
Yeah.
Why are you asking me
Watch
that?
This. Watch this, guys. Christy, you're acting just like your mother.
Shut up!
Right now.
Isn't that one of the worst things you can tell a woman other than calm down?
Yes.
Can I ask both of you a question?
Yeah.
What the hell are you doing? Okay.
What was the age they say you turned into your mother?
33 start.
That's false.
Yeah,
well,
really?
Bruce Jenner didn't turn into his mom till he was, what, 65?
Yeah.
He's a girl.
He's a lady.
Whoa.
Dude looks like a lady.
Just like a lady. So you don't want to answer any questions about this?
Well, I mean, what do you want to know?
What would your daughter say if they...
No. What would your exes say? They would say it.
My exes?
You guys are out. You're clean out of your minds.
No, I heard it from my
kids. How dare you, Josh?
I've heard it from my kids before. You're starting to sound like mom.
You're starting to act like your mom.
Boy.
Starting to sound like grand.
My mom will not. She can't take it if you say it to her.
Yeah.
And my dad knows that, and he'll occasionally, oh, boy, you're acting like your mother.
Does he just use the mother's name? Way to go, Dolores.
Hey, Shirley, why don't you calm down?
Thanks for the input, Shirley.
I think my mom, if I say that to my mom, she stops loving me for a little bit.
Yeah?
Good to know. We have another junior windbag thing I wanted to play for you. Now, once again, the Junior Windbag Society, an exclusive feature of the Bob and Tom program.
Yes.
You can weigh in on whatever topic. We'll find out what this is about. Something in the past we probably screwed up, and here it is.
Why you gotta be such a windbag?
Good morning. Just thought I'd let you know, proper care from pure maple syrup, which is all we really should be using, is to refrigerate after opening. It does develop mold after time. Don't want anyone to taste that. I am a professional baker, and I kind of know what I'm talking about. And located in Springfield, Missouri, Josh, and love to bake you a pie.
Oh, oh, look at that.
Why you gotta be such a windbag?
She doesn't sound like a prostitute.
I like the way she said that very much.
Yes, I think that's code.
I'm going to bake you a pie.
I'd like to bake you a pie, Josh.
It's one of these situations where I kind of hope it isn't code. I would like to have a pie.
Yeah, I don't need the sex. Yes.
You go over to her place. She's super hot. She's gotten like a... like a leather apron and nothing else, and you go, what about the pie?
I was told there'd be pie.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
This is the show where we bring you in-depth interviews with U.S. soccer stars.
This time,
Sam Coffey.
The World Cup is in 2 years. Is it time yet? Like, can we get back into camp?
Tim Ream.
We're going to continue to show other countries we're not going to be pushed around.
And Jedi Robinson.
Every time you come back and you put the jersey on, it means more and more each time.
So we'll be back here with all the best stories.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast.
We've got a lot to talk about.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.